Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, how are you? I am so excited to speak with you guys today. Hopefully you're all there. Can you all hear me? Because I cannot see any comments. I've just got my little screen right here that says that I'm live. And normally I'm on the other end of this and I can see all the comments and all the people on there, but I don't know if anyone can hear me. So I'm really hoping that somebody can write up a comment and let me know that you're out there, Cleaning Nation, and that I am not here all by myself and my lonesome. In the meantime, you will maybe notice that I am not Mike, and that kind of ties into our, yay, you can hear me, fantastic, ties into our topic today, which is why you need a hiring system for your cleaning company. As you can notice, Mike isn't here, and this live is going on like it's supposed to every single Tuesday and Thursday, because we have systems and we have amazing employees to really help us keep the company going while Mike is off doing some other stuff. So you can see actually in the background here that we are actually in beautiful Austin, Texas. And we are just enjoying a few days away while our team is taking control of the company and we don't have any concern that things are falling through the crack because we have the right people that are working in our company. And we want to have you that free. We want to give you that freedom too. Hey, Jason, it is great to see you. Jenna, trying to help, hire help. Yes, we are here. I am definitely here to help you. So let's get into the whole thing. So the problem is without employees, you've got a job, right? Like if nobody else is cleaning those accounts, you are cleaning those accounts. You're the one that's, you know, doing all that backbreaking work. And that's fine if that's really what you want to do, but you really can't clean accounts, you know, 50, 60 hours a week and then try to attract clients to your business, improve your customer client relations, hire people, build systems. And even if that's not what you want to do, even when you get into your older years, man, you're going to just get worn down. You can't do it forever. This is not something that you can do well into your golden years. So we have to have those employees. And without a system to hire employees, you have got a huge headache on your hands. Trying to do it in your spare time is just not going to lead to positive results that you really want and the right team to really get you going. So the cost of that is when you don't have a system to hire employees, every time somebody leaves, it's like an emergency. You never have the staff that you need to grow, and you're constantly in this emergency mode of, I've got to go over here, and I'm handling all of my employees, and then, okay, I'm good with the employees, and then I move over here, and now I'm dealing with clients, and it's like this constant battle of getting clients and getting employees, and I can't get more clients because I don't have the employees, or now I do have the employees, I got the clients, and then not one, but three of them just no-called, no-showed today. It's like this like self-perpetuating downward spiral that we want to get you out of. And so the way that you do that is by kind of overcoming like these false beliefs that you, if you do have employees and you don't need to hire that, hey, I'm fully staffed, I'm good to go. Don't fall into that trap. The problem is you need to have a constant stream of employees coming to you for three huge, huge reasons. One is to replace the employees that leave. That's like kind of a no-brainer, right? Like people just up and quit all the time. This is it's a backbreaking business and it's really hard to get people to stay for years and years and years on end. And when they quit, they never do it like, hey, I'm giving you my 2-week notice and you know, you're going to be good, right? I'm going to make sure that I'm going to help you service all these accounts. They never do that. They basically just call and say, yeah, I couldn't make it, or they just no call, no show, or they found another job or whatever. And then they leave you just kind of there holding the bag. And now if you have gotten yourself out of cleaning, now you're back into the cleaning industry. So you always want to be hiring to make sure that when those people leave, you've got somebody to back them up. The second is with new accounts, like handling growth, you cannot, in full confidence, go to a new account and say, yes, we can absolutely give you the best service possible, and know it in your bones, when in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh crap, like, I don't have enough people to service this account. I better hurry up to service it. People can smell that a mile away. They can absolutely tell if you've kind of got this hesitation, especially with like a commercial account. If you're trying to put in a bid for a big account, maybe it's a little bit of a stretch for your company, and you've got like, you know, 3 employees that are already full committed, but you really want to grow and you've got this amazing opportunity. Now, when you go in to bid that job, and you've got in the back of your mind, like, oh, I don't know if I can service this account. I don't know if it's going to end well. The person that you're talking to is going to pick up on that, and they're going to be a little concerned that you're going to be able to meet their needs. And rightly so, right? You don't want to sign a contract and then be holden to this company and then all of a sudden not be able to service it, and then them get upset because it's not being serviced properly, and you're kind of spinning your wheels hiring anybody that with a pulse. You've got to make sure that you've got the right amount of people to handle those accounts. And then third is, and this is just as important as top grading everybody that isn't an A player. I think there's that fear that, you know, well, I've got my staff and I don't want to hire somebody else that I can't give full work to. And that belief is going to leave you with a bunch of employees that may not be A players, but they're comfortable. And you don't have to go out and find somebody new. And that comfort level is definitely going to be a business killer, because you're going to have a subpar team that's going to make your life miserable. And maybe it's not terrible, but every single day there's this one little thing that just kind of bugs you, and it picks at you, and it just keeps going. And it's going to lower the level of service that you're giving to your clients. It's going to frustrate the heck out of you. It's going to put drag on other employees. It's really tough to get out of that cycle. So you always want to be top grading, right? You always want to have A players and not let them feel like, oh, I can, you know, get away with a lot because I know, you know, Daisy or John or whatever will just be totally okay with me coming in late or kind of doing a half-ass job because, you know, I'm all they've got. So there's this kind of false belief that you're like, well, I don't need to fire anybody right now. I'm fully staffed. I really don't have to do any hiring. So I'm just going to focus on the growth. The truth is that you can't really fire somebody who needs to be fired unless you have a dependable way to replace them. So you may have somebody that's like, maybe not a C player, but maybe they're like a B minus player. The chances of that person over time going from a B player to an A player is pretty slim to none. The likelihood of that B player kind of sliding down into C territory and maybe even into D territory, and then just no call, no showing sometime, or, oh, my car broke down, or my, you know, I need my kids sick or whatever, which is fine. But if it becomes a habit, you start letting all of these little things slide in your book. And not only does it slide in your book, but it starts to slide in your other employees' books. They're going to go, well, I looked over and I saw that she called in a couple of times last month and nothing bad happened. And she was late and she didn't, or he didn't do this, or they didn't do the carpets the way that they were supposed to. So if she got away with it, I guess I can. And so that starts to like slowly kind of like spread like a cancer throughout your workforce. And so if you're like, hey, I don't need to hire somebody now, or I don't need to fire somebody now, I'm good to go, wait a while, and it's going to become an emergency. And I don't know too many people that can really get away with that for too long. I don't know anybody that I've ever talked to that's like, yeah, no, all my players are A players, and I've never had any issues with any of them. They've all been fantastic. Like, that never happens. I think a lot of you here might be nodding, going, yes, I had somebody that was amazing, and then they started to slide, but they were amazing, and I didn't want to hire, so I let them on for too long, and then everything just kind of fell apart at the perfect time, and just it just makes your life miserable. So don't feel like you are fully staffed ever. Like, you always want to be top grading and always want to put that fire under your employees, knowing, well, shoot, if I start to slide, I know I've got 10 people behind me that are willing, ready, and able to take this job. That's going to keep that level of intensity and keep them kind of going with you higher than if, like, they just know that they're your last, you know, they're your only option. So there's that, where it's like, it's, you know, they've got this other belief where it's like, oh, I don't know, like, this guy's not that bad, and you know, they've been fantastic. And I'm telling you, if you let somebody that is somewhat okay get away with something, they're definitely going to get worse. So you either need to stop that right then and there, or get rid of them before they poison the rest of your people, or you just need to have people that are coming in all the time and just constantly top grading. Then when that comes, like, it kind of like comes into a whole system of like, well, you need to have a system that are bringing all of these people in. You're like, great, Natalie, well, I need to be constantly top grading, but I don't have 50 hours a week to constantly be hiring all of these people and having them come into my, you know, my office and interviewing them and training all of them. Like, that whole process can be massively time consuming. I've got a business to run and I've got new clients to get. That's where a system comes into place, right? If you've got a system that's running and it's just constantly running, you don't have to worry about putting in this massive effort to get people in your door. You need to have something where there's just constantly like a trickle of new people coming in, and you set it up to where, you know, they come in, you've kind of got like these group interviews, and then like from the group interview, you pick those people, they go to like a one-on-one, and you kind of like have a whole system that only takes you, you know, a couple of hours a week. And that saves you from kind of moving everything on to, when it's an emergency mode. Right? Like, if three people quit on you, that's emergency mode, and you have to divert all of your attention to getting new people in. And now all the other balls that you've been juggling are dropping. If you think about it, it's a little bit kind of like a flywheel, right? Like this flywheel that like you're constantly trying to like pull this massive wheel down to get it started. And it, when three people quit and you haven't been hiring for 3 months, that's a big wheel to push, right? Like, you just have to divert all of your energy and focus to get that flywheel going. And it takes time and it takes energy. And you don't have that energy when you've got multiple flywheels going. But if you've got systems and processes that every couple of days, or, you know, every couple of weeks, you've just put a little push to that flywheel and it just keeps going and keeps moving, you don't have to put a ton of energy into hiring new people. It's just kind of like this easy, simple system that keeps going on. When you ignore that and you're like, you know, I've completely ignored this flywheel in this flywheel in my business, and I've got an emergency where I need 1, 2, 3, 4 employees, the likelihood of you hiring pretty much anybody with a pulse and an ability to show up is high, right? Like, you're not going to cherry pick the best people that are amazing core value matches to your business that you know are going to be amazing additions to your team. You're just going to be like, are you legal to work? Do you, you know, not have a criminal record? Can you hold a sponge? Fantastic. Welcome aboard. And then when they inevitably become a massive problem in your company, then you have to fire them or they quit, and then you're back in this whole cycle again. So you need to have the system moving along so that you can really top grade your employees. You can cherry pick the best people that apply to your company, and then you don't have to have this self-perpetuating downward spiral of, I need employees because it's an emergency, so I'm hiring anybody that's willing, ready, and able. And then those ready, willing, and able people turn out to be absolutely terrible, and I have to fire them. And then I have to find new ready, willing, and able people and train them and go through all that headache over and over and over again. It's just, that's the problem, is that you're just kind of going back and forth. So you don't want to fall into that whole warm body syndrome where you can absolutely get a new person in and be like, fantastic, good to go. And then 2 weeks later, you're putting fuel on a fire that's already burning. So you don't want those bad people in there, because they taint your really good employees. They make everything kind of fall apart. They make you miserable, and they make your life and your business and your customers and everybody around them miserable. So definitely don't, fall into that trap. The misbelief is like, well, not having a hiring system may affect my ability to sleep at night and deal with good employees, but it doesn't really affect my ability to get new clients. Well, like I was touching on before, if you don't have a crew that's like ready and excited to work, and maybe they aren't fully staffed or they aren't fully booked for their week, and you go into a new house or new account or a new company and you're like, yes, we can absolutely service you. We've got 10 people that are dying for these extra hours. We are going to give you the best service ever versus, yeah, we can absolutely make that happen. And in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I got to get like 3 or 4 different people. And oh my gosh, they want to start next month. And I don't know if I can train 4 or 5 really good people. So I'll have to pull these people from there. And you're doing this kind of like, you know, employee math in the back of your head. That person's not going to have the greatest confidence that you're going to be able to serve their needs and really be there and be with them. And there's a big difference between the confidence that you have of you've got enough people that are like well-trained, amazing core value matches, eager to work. And I'm sure I can scrounge around 3 or 4 different people who aren't felons to clean your place, right? Like there's that difference that you need to have when you're going in to really win that bid. Cause it's not just about the money. It's about how confident they are in your ability to meet their needs. And if you aren't confident, they sure as heck are not going to be confident. So I'm just going to kind of like read some of these comments, make sure I'm not missing anything. How do you focus on people that want to clean and just not a job when they turn into a horrible employee? Arve, that is an amazing, amazing question. And that actually ties back into core values and finding the right people that are a core value match to you. And I know that Mike has spoken on core values probably 100 times, if not more. So I'd highly recommend going back through some other podcasts. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube, you can see all of the different episodes we've done, over 450. But I'll give you a brief synopsis. Basically, in your hiring ads, you don't want to be the same hiring ad that everybody else is. Like, looking for a cleaning job. Can you clean? We pay $12.50 an hour starting. X amount of hours per week. Like if when you focus on the abilities that they have already and the hours that you're going to be paying them, you're going to be getting somebody else that is already in the system. So you're probably already going to get somebody who is either currently cleaning for another company and unhappy, or somebody that was working in the cleaning industry and quit and got fired and is looking for another quick, easy $10 or $12 an hour job. And those people are not the people that you're looking for. You're not looking for somebody that's just looking for a paycheck and a job that they're comfortable with. You want somebody that is excited to work with you, somebody that has a same core values match, that feels like the only place that they can be with other people that like the same things as them, that enjoy the same things as them, that shares those same core beliefs as them, can work for your company. There's a difference between I'm going to go in and I'm going to clean for Arve, and I know that if I clean 8 hours today, I'm going to walk out with this check and then never see those people again. And when I go out partying the night before and I'm hungover and I don't feel like coming in the next day, or, you know, my car broke down and I don't really feel like being resourceful to get to work today, I'll just quit and I'll find another $12 an hour job at the next cleaning company because that's how I've operated. And somebody that's like, oh my gosh, Arve gets me. She gets me. We are the same person. We think the same way. We believe the same things. We're passionate about the same things. And all the other people that I work with are that same thing. Like we all are really passionate about serving the people that we're in. I get joy out of being able to help these kind of people, that we all are dog lovers or whatever it is that is unique and special to you that they share, they know that they can't get anywhere else. So your job becomes not just a paycheck, like, you know, you give me X amount of labor hours and I give you X amount of dollars. It is a community and a family that they're really excited to go to. So when things get difficult and they don't feel like showing up, or their car breaks down, or, you know, somebody can't watch their kid or whatever it is, they get resourceful because they know I can't find this community anywhere else. So I better work extra hard and be really creative and be really diligent about doing a good job, about showing up on time and not missing out and not getting fired because I know there's 10 people behind me that really want this job. You know that those people are going to stick around. They're going to do a good job because for them, it's not just a job. It's something that they really, truly enjoy to do. So that's kind of how you get people that don't just want a paycheck. it's really easy to hire somebody that knows how to clean, right? Like, I'm not disparaging cleaning. It's a tough job, but it's not exactly neurosurgery. So you can absolutely train somebody to be an amazing cleaner in a week or two, but you can't train them to have the gumption, to have the core values and the attitude that you're looking for. So hire for that attitude first and then train second. Because if they have the right attitude, they're easy to train. But if they have the wrong attitude, they're going to be a pain in the butt to train. Even if they know how to clean, they may not know your systems and processes and how you want them to do it. So they may come in with this attitude of, yeah, I know how to clean. I've already done this for a year or two, whatever. I don't really need to learn anything else. But you have specific systems and processes that you want them to follow. But because they have the wrong attitude, they're not going to listen to that. They're just going to do their own thing. And then in 2 or 3 weeks, when they are constantly making the same mistake, you're going to have to fire them. So the person with the right attitude is like, nope, never cleaned a day in my life, but I absolutely love what you stand for. I absolutely share those core values, and I cannot wait to be a part of your team. That person is going to work really hard at learning your systems and processes. They're trainable. They're coachable. They're going to be honest. They'll have integrity. I'm assuming a lot of the people here are looking for those things. So that's really, really important when you're hiring those right people. So the other thing is the belief of, like, I can grow my company without a hiring system. Like, winging it has worked for me before. The problem is that it wastes a ton of time. You're just constantly going from one emergency to the other. So if you're used to just winging it and just saying, look, all I need is a good hiring ad, that's the wrong mentality. What you're looking for is a system to bring them in that's automated. So it starts with your core values, and then it goes to a really specific ad that speaks to them. That's not about the hourly wages or the jobs that they'll be doing or a detailed list of everything that they have to do. You really want to have that ad focused on who they are, their attitude, and something that speaks to them. And just as importantly, repels the people that aren't into it, right? Like, our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. Well, everything that we do doesn't just list them out. It speaks to them, right? Like, obviously you've seen that we like to have fun. We're not formal. I'm sitting here in a hotel room. I'm not wearing a suit. We're not, you know, super rigid and constricted. We like to have fun. We love to help out. We've got this free podcast. We put out 450 plus episodes of free content to help you guys. You know, we're all about making money. Like, we want to make you guys more money by following these systems, and we want to make money by helping people also make money. And we want to be real, right? Like, we are not informal. We are informal, but we're not like this facade. What you see is what you get. We try to be as real as possible. And that is going to repel a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there. They're like, how dare you? I don't want to be referred to by my first name. I prefer Mrs. Campion, or I don't want to, you know, see you in a hotel room. I want to have this background all the whole time. And that's going to repel the wrong people, or repel the right people away that we don't want to deal with, because they're not going to share our core values. So with that same ability, it's really important to have those systems so you get the right people in all the time. So having a system, not winging it, is going to save you so many hours of just running around from place to place. Like, okay, well, I've got this fire over here. I'm going to run and I'm going to start hiring as quickly as possible. And I've got to train these people. And then, oh my gosh, all these people over here are upset because I don't have enough people to fill the job. So I'm calling in, or I'm late, or the job is getting half done. And you're kind of jumping back and forth between emergency and emergency. A, that's exhausting. And it keeps you on your toes, but it is emotionally, mentally, and physically exhausting. And like I was talking about with that flywheel, you know, you're just putting your entire back into this flywheel over here, while this one is starting to slow down, and, you know, your client attraction is just starting to just die out. And then you run back over here, and now your employees are starting to peter out, and you just had to fire a bunch of people, or a bunch of people quit. So with those systems, you're just going to have them constantly going. And it's just like, oh, an hour over here, employees keep coming in. An hour over there, customers are coming in. It's all about automating both of those systems to come at the same time. So that's kind of the benefit of that. And like I said, we've kind of got our systems in place, is being able to enjoy the benefit of the business and the whole reason you got into it. I am sure none of you got into the cleaning business by saying, you know what, I really think I want to clean 90 hours a week and never have a vacation. I really don't like my family. I don't want to spend time with them. And I prefer to, you know, be exhausted and have my back hurt and be physically drained at the end of the day. I doubt anybody in here really feels that way. They got into this business because probably they loved cleaning. They had an affinity towards it, and they absolutely enjoyed being able to serve people and provide a service to them. And it kind of grew, and maybe it kind of, you know, you got a couple of people, but you haven't found that missing piece, those systems to make the business serve you. So you've had this baby and you're starting to feed the baby and grow the baby, but now the baby doesn't have any rules. There's no systems. It ruins your entire life, and your life is to serve the business as opposed to the other way around. And we want to flip that upside down and have the business serve you so that you can be out and enjoying travel, maybe seeing your family every once in a while and having that money come in and not have to worry about filling in for a spot. Like, you know, you go on vacation with your family that you've been planning for months to Disney World, and you're super excited, but you don't have the systems in place to hire and train new employees. So somebody quits, or somebody, you know, decides to up and move, or whatever their system is. And now you're in Orlando, Florida, and you've got a really angry client that's saying, why isn't my place cleaned? And now you can't enjoy and be with your family because you're worried about your business because you didn't have systems in place to kind of put that together. So it's really important that you're able to do that. And we want to help you. So if building systems and all that is something that you guys really want help with, we absolutely would love to help you. The best place to start is to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. On our homepage, there's a little video of Mike. Underneath it, it says instant access. You click that button and you can actually check out our complimentary on-demand training. It is an amazing training that talks about how like systems play into your business and how you can kind of put those in place to build kind of like a fully automated seven-figure business that actually serves you instead of the other way around. At the end of that, you can actually schedule a time with our amazing coaches and have a breakthrough call, which is where we deep dive into your business. We talk about what's working, what isn't working, where you are now, where you want to go, and help you kind of create a plan to get there. Because we're committed to your success, but we can only be as committed as you are. So definitely, if that's something that you're super interested in and you want to get your business on track to where it's serving you and not the other way around, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out our on-demand training, sign up for a breakthrough call with our coaches, and help us to help you to build an amazing business that is a joy to work with. And we just love you guys, man. We feel so blessed that we're able to work with such amazing people. You know, the core value match is there. We just absolutely adore all of you guys. We can't wait to talk to you. We love helping you. Thank you so much for being a part of Cleaning Nation. And if you have any questions, feel free to write it in the chat. Otherwise, I'm going to sign off and enjoy the rest of my day. You guys are amazing. Thank you, Cleaning Nation. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.